With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Student anti-war protesters at U.S. universities are digging in and vowing to keep their demonstrations going, while several school faculties have condemned university presidents for calling in law enforcement. As Columbia University continues to try to appease the pro-Palestinian encampments, the university's Senate criticized the school's president after more than 100 protesters were arrested last week. The intensity of the anger creating a new challenge for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, faced a significant but largely symbolic rebuke from faculty on Friday, but retains the support of the trustees, and they're the ones who have the power to hire or fire. Also at SRNNews.com, it's now illegal to sell weight loss and muscle-building supplements to minors in New York.
The first-in-the-nation law went into effect this week. Experts say loose federal regulation of dietary supplements has resulted in these products sometimes including unapproved ingredients, like steroids, putting kids at risk. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversees the market, but it doesn't test products before they're sold. New York's law allows the state to fine businesses who sell kids the diet pills. John Scott reporting.
Democrat Governor Janet Mills signed off on a suite of gun safety legislation approved by lawmakers after the deadliest mass shooting in Maine's history, expanding background checks for private sales of weapons. SRN News. A new warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, the Swiss Parliament approved a measure banning the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament, to include other forms of extremist symbols. One member of Parliament pointed out that in this day and age, it's possible to fly a flag with a swastika on the balcony and a flag with the image of the SS on the windshield of your car. SRN News. A lawyer for Harvey Weinstein says his client is in the hospital, as we hear from Julie Walker.
One-time movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is in Bellevue Hospital undergoing testing after being transferred from an upstate New York prison to the city jails, according to his lawyer. This came a day after a Thursday ruling vacated his 2020 rape conviction after concluding a trial judge permitted too much evidence not directly related to the charges. While prosecutors say that case will be retried, Weinstein is still serving time for a California rape conviction. Meanwhile, the 72-year-old has been ailing with a variety of afflictions, including cardiac issues and diabetes. His attorney, Arthur Idala, says he's somewhat of a train wreck health-wise. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.